Inspirations with Liz Black. I'm your host, Liz. And today I'm very excited because we have American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford. I just want you to know that throughout the national emergency, the American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans organization as many American Legion's posts have closed their homes and postponed events due to the coronavirus concerns. In typical Legion fashion, the American Legion has responded to the needs of many local communities by providing essential supplies, promoting buddy checks, very important, and assisting veterans, military families, service members with service claims and other benefits. Commander, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for the invitation and opportunity. It's an honor to represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
Well, tell us, how has the American Legion responded to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, it's one of those things I'm sure we have all faced and seen, but we are encouraging our posts to close and reduce or eliminate as much as possible the physical contact. We're still serving our community even though the homes are closed. Across the country, we're still collecting masks, gloves, disinfectant wipes. In Ohio, we fed 200 families. Coast to coast, we're still holding blood drives and distributing supplies and meals to people in need. Many of those are through drive-through services. And you know, across the country, American Legion Post 18 in Weehawken, New Jersey, is still accepting canned goods and non-perishables to deliver to elderly and needy veterans. Post 1424.
That's wonderful.
Post 1424 in Forest Hills is a collection site for supplies to deliver to community members. So we're still out there working. Still trying to serve America and the America veterans.
Well, we commend you for what you're doing. I want to know, I have an idea what buddy check is, but what is buddy check?
Well, if you're familiar with the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies. That was worrying about the guy and making sure the guy in your foxhole is okay. Buddy checks is a continuation of that effort. Buddy checks, legionnaires from across the country are contacting other legionnaires. This is just to check in, to make sure you're okay. Is there anything you need? Anything we can help with? Or is there anything we can do to make life easier? And we've had great successes. We've had people making trips to grocery stores to pick up food. We've had legionnaires making trips to the pharmacy to pick up medical supplies. We've had legionnaires go to a home and roll the trash cans from the street back to the house. So those are the kind of things that our buddy check is doing. We want every veteran to make sure that they realize they're not alone. We're still here. We're still doing American Legion business.
That is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear all this. Now, why are veterans hit especially hard by the economic turndown that's happening?
Well, when we think about veterans, they sometimes face special medical needs, I guess is the right way to look at it. When we think about the PTSD or isolationism or depression or proper health care, all of those are the things that veterans are concerned about. So as we move into this period of economic uncertainty, we're still just making sure veterans are taken care of. We're still worried about veterans with fewer jobs, and encourage employers out there to hire a vet if there's a possibility or if they're looking for that. One of the things that we've been looking at or trying to get the active duty folks to consider is extending the tours of people on active duty for 6 or 12 months until the economic situation returns to normal and returns those economic opportunities that we're always looking for.
That's wonderful. Now, I know you guys are very involved with the upcoming election, but you've been an advocate for the GI Bill. Why don't you tell us about that and the benefits?
Well, let me just talk a little bit about politics, and then I'll get to the GI Bill. The American Legion is not a political.
Well, I can't talk too much about the politics.
Okay, we're not a political organization. We don't support a party or a candidate. So we just encourage veterans to get familiar with the issues and the candidates and vote. That's the biggest thing we do politically. You mentioned the GI Bill. A lot of folks don't realize this, but the past National Commander of the American Legion, Harry Clomery, wrote the first GI Bill. That was the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944. Commander Clomery wrote it on stationery and presented it to Congress, and that was the first GI Bill. So we do have a vested interest in that.
Yes. You know, Commander Oxford, I feel like I could sit and talk to you all day, and unfortunately we have to go. So I do want to welcome you to come back again in the future, and I want you to let people know, where can they get more information about the American Legion?
Thank you for asking. The American Legion website on the World Wide Web is legion.org, or there's a department website called nylegion.org, or contact your local Legion post. That somebody will be there to answer the phone and or return a voicemail. So it helps out there if somebody's interested, but legion.org. On the website, on the World Wide Web, is the best way to look us up and find out what we're doing as far as programs, policies, procedures, and membership. If there's anybody out there interested in Legion membership, be happy to welcome you on board.
Commander Bill Oxford, I want to thank you for your service and your commitment, and I look forward to talking to you again, okay?
Certainly be my pleasure.
God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
More Inspirations with Liz Black coming up.